Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top story in Chicago, Mayor Johnson's calling for calm and patience after the release of videos showing how police shot and killed a man during a traffic stop on the West Side last month. WBBM's political editor Craig Dunlemore with the story.
Police cam videos from March 21st show officers stopping Dexter Reed's car. Andrea Kirsten, chief administrator of the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, says it was ostensibly because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, but he didn't follow officers' instructions.
Now. Open the door now! Open the door now! Open the door now!
Within less than a minute, an exchange of gunfire occurred, leaving Mr. Reed dead and an officer shot in the forearm. Preliminary information and available evidence appears to confirm that Mr. Reed fired first, striking one officer.
Officers returned fire. COPA says police fired 96 shots. Mayor Johnson says there will be transparency.
Attempts to withhold or delay information are mistakes of the past, and we have already taken concrete steps to start a full investigation into this case.
At City Hall, Craig Dunlemore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In the meantime, attorney Shyla Betty represents Reed's family. She spoke after today's video was released and raises questions of excessive force.
There's the use of force, which lacked proportionality. None of those officers saw Dexter Reed as a beloved community member, son, nephew. They saw him as prey, and that was reflected in the 96 shots.
Another family attorney calls it an unconstitutional police stop with plainclothes officers who did not announce they were police. We've posted the video on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
There was a fatal shooting this morning around 11:15 in Rogers Park. Police say someone fired at two people who were at Morse Avenue and North Glenwood. Only one victim survived.
A Chicago man is facing numerous federal charges after a drug bust in Wicker Park.
Federal authorities searched the home of 34-year-old Hugo Pinzon last week after earlier in the year, he allegedly sold cocaine to someone secretly working with law enforcement agents. Inside the home, agents found what they call distribution quantities of cocaine, fentanyl, and marijuana, along with at least a dozen firearms and thousands of dollars in cash. Pinzon was arrested Thursday and is now charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. He's due in federal court later in the week. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
At 3:06, Governor Pritzker announcing a new grant program to combat food deserts.
More than 3 million Illinoisans live in food deserts.
Governor Pritzker went to Chicago's Uptown neighborhood to announce the Illinois Grocery Initiative's New Stores and Food Deserts program. The program, along with the initiative's previously announced Equipment Upgrades program, are a $20 million effort to address food deserts and prevent grocery store closures in Illinois.
In rural areas, we see parents that have to travel dozens of miles across county lines just to find reasonably priced, nutritious foods for their families. Here in Chicago, we see moderate income residents walking miles or paying for ride shares just to pick up basic ingredients for a healthy meal.
Grants will fund construction and renovation costs for new stores, as well as many first-year costs, including employee wages and the initial inventory of food for the grocery stores. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Evanston has given Northwestern preliminary approval for its football team to play at another spot on campus during the rebuilding of Ryan Field.
With less than 5 months before their first home game, Evanston okayed Northwestern's initial application to use Martin Stadium for football. The Tribune reports the city did not approve a video board at the Lakefront Stadium and required that press boxes must be attached to seating for spectators. The university must still submit an application for a building permit and an event operations plan and must meet zoning and building requirements for changes, whether they're permanent or temporary. The university expects to have the new stadium complete for the 2026 football season. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Public Schools parents can now apply to enroll their preschoolers for the next school year.
The free preschool program offers full-day care for four-year-olds and half-day care for three-year-olds. The programs are part of a citywide initiative with the Department of Family Support and Services to make early childhood learning available to all Chicago's communities, especially those that are underfunded. CPS is encouraging families and caregivers to attend upcoming application webinars it's hosting in collaboration with the Chicago Department of Public Health. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A local doctor working to provide humanitarian relief to Palestinians in Gaza says the Israeli strike that killed seven food aid workers from the World Central Kitchen has had a chilling effect on his efforts.
Dr. Moyed Gitani, a cancer specialist from southwest suburban Orland Park, is vice president of the Palestinian American Medical Association. He says his group has a warehouse in Orland Park with medical supplies for Gaza that could fill two 40-foot shipping containers. The association was also working with other aid organizations on a mobile clinic project for Gaza. Dr. Gitani says the number of people to help deliver that aid to Gaza has declined.
What happened with the World Central Kitchen scares everybody. And we have partners who have been working in Gaza for years that have suspended their operations in Gaza because they are concerned about the safety of their staff, and we don't blame them.
Dr. Gitani says a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is necessary to fully ease those safety concerns. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The mayor of Burridge and the village board are supporting a resolution that calls for a comprehensive, sustainable ceasefire in Gaza, which also includes humanitarian aid and the release of all hostages and those being held unjustly. A resident of the village supports that resolution.
But as we have seen today, each small act of compassion, each gesture of solidarity has the potential to ripple outward and to create a real impact.
Mayor Gary Grassl says his intention to ensure that any resolution passed reflects a commitment to peace and humanitarian principles.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.